Yo, yo, what is going on, everybody? You already know who it is. It is your girl, Sonny Creation, and we are live on the Hip Hop Show with Bandcamp Radio. Yes, oh my God, it feels so good to be here, to be able to talk to y'all, hopefully lift y'all's spirits. We only got a couple more days left of Mercury retrograde, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, because it's been tough. really hope that y'all have been well. Today's show is going to be super, super lit. I have one of my most greatest, greatest friends on the show today. That is Stanley Ipkiss. Yes, he got to drop his album a little last week. And yeah, it's fucking incredible. And I really can't wait for y'all to hear our genuine conversation and just the breakdowns of how he makes his beats and everything. So stay tuned for that. We are currently listening to Baghead, and this track is called Stress. Let's keep it rolling.
Myself and I like daylight, got in touch with my soul, trading softly on the path down the rockiest road. Life isn't ice cream without monopoly dough. The property grows in value, and rightfully so. I gotta have it. I see the way the people get treated is problematic. They ready to set us up for failure, it's systematic. But when I felt it, my eyes melted. The selfish are constantly profiting off the helpless. I never do my team green, make the team green like the Celtics. The ones that ain't making it overzealous, they show and tell us. Throughout history, earning cheddar, they form and break out nickel-plated chrome Berettas. The same old story in a whole different era. I'm watching massacres turn to running mascara. But anywho, for the pain, see what this henny do. So we can see what lies beneath as we pull up a swig of truth. The sun sets as I sip a few. The sky turns a different hue, farther from the color blue. The nighttime has arrived, I recline for the evening. I'm hawking down the next goal, the name's ain't Steven. I started in a nightmare, so pinch me, I'm dreaming. I'm killing off my demons cause my soul's worth redeeming. Which I don't even smoke. Walking on this dirty ass road. Clear a path as I keep on walking. Ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's popping. Ain't no option for my partners, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's popping. Ain't no option for my partners, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Walking with my back against the sun. I've been running all my life, that's way before my life begun. Since my birth and seconds on earth, I've been the first one to confront all of these cycles that get recycled, making it stifle while I stunt. Roll me a blunt so I'll forget it.
Wait a minute, details look so vivid. Went through a lot of shit in the last year. Then I said, fuck it, I'ma handle my business. I've been 180 to talk to one lady. She been regulating on how I feel. Describe it as raw and real. I'm dealing with all the ills. I'm tearing up like I'm on Dr. Phil. Ain't no use, you gotta walk. Ain't no use, you gotta walk. Who the fuck said stop the trap, bruh? Let a real nigga talk. I walk from the bitches, I walk from the friendship, I walk from some ditches. Cause lately, my nigga, I'm feeling indifferent. I wish y'all the best and believe that I meant it. Sentence, run on sentence. Pray to God for repentance. Be the odds at all costs, so I won't share it with my infant. Way before he start crawling. Watch my sins keep balling. I just gotta stay focused. I just gotta keep walking. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. Mickey's poppin', ain't no option for my partner. So they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja coppin'. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get Mickey's poppin', ain't no option for my partner. So they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja coppin'. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. This is a cell called Sourfield.
Judging, talk bad about people that they be hugging. When things get hard, why people be calling subs in? It honestly makes me sick to my stomach. But that's hypocritical. Who am I really to judge them? And why they feel like total strangers, they really my cousins. And why they feel like close fam, only known them for months. And it's funny, ain't it something? Look reality in the eyes, and she wasn't pretty. Then I stopped being shallow, and now we going steady. I'm sick of seeing everybody do what everybody do. I can't lie, it's really hard to navigate living in truth. Go ahead, shoot that shot and keep watching it hit that backboard. They really love you, you will never have to ask for it. Please stop chasing that fake love. Stop changing your flavor for they taste buds. Why you only flirting with yourself? It's time to make love.
Yeah, world, I really mean it, time to make love. No time for hate love. You say you like it cause he like it and she like it. But you know deep down inside you don't like it. No, please take my advice and grow. Yeah, grow with it,
grow with it.
Do yourself a favor, get your own opinion.
Get your own opinion.
Do yourself a favor, get your own.
Get your own.
Do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a favor.
Never hesitate, cause trust me, don't judge you anyway. Put yourself first, know your worth, don't judge you anyway. Never gonna be great playing it safe, don't judge you anyway. Can I please them all, man? Trust me, don't judge you anyway. Keep your head up high, win or lose, don't judge you anyway. Don't let nobody tell you what to do,
don't judge you anyway.
Stop playing both sides, but trust me,
don't judge you anyway.
Stop trying to hide what's deep inside your head. People tell me all the time that I got it good, and that I'm wasting all my time trying to write a hook. Well, I should write a book. The irony is I wouldn't be here if I lived by the book. How I hate it, how I look. Yeah, we both up, I'm up next, you upset. Ariana, all my goals, I'm like, what's next? Aria, all my haters, I'm like, not today. You won't exist a couple years, you only hot today. I'm cut from a different cloth you couldn't bleach through. Fear of God, that's every day, and that's on my feet too. I won't ask, I'll tell the table, I want my seat too. I want that plate, I want potatoes, I want that meat too. My girl's a boss and she work hard but she don't need to. My girl's a boss and I support, I'm yelling me too. The only thing I disrespect is instrumentals. Had these rappers nowadays writing jingles. It's frustrating, and more than half these people around me give me wrinkles. But trust, I'm gonna build them up, I love them, that's my people. If you're young and down to learn, I'm down to teach you. They want to milk you for your worth, don't let them sheep you. We truly love ourselves, that's why we in a better mood. And all that beef you throw, we cook, but it ain't edible. A pretty face, no gold, she a vegetable. What this world need, more of me, so less of you. Say you like it cause he like it and she like it, but you know deep down inside you don't like it. No, please take my advice and grow. Yeah. Grow with it.
Grow with it.
Do yourself a favor, get your own opinion. Do yourself a favor, get your own.
Get your own.
Do yourself a favor.
Go do yourself a favor.
Yeah. Go and do yourself a favor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never hesitate, cause trust me, they'll judge you anyway. Put yourself first, know your worth, they'll judge you anyway. Never gonna be great playing it safe, they'll judge you anyway. Can I please them all, man? Trust me, they'll judge you anyway. Keep your head up high, win or lose, they'll judge you anyway. Don't let nobody tell you what to do, they'll judge you anyway. Stop playing both sides, cause trust me, they'll judge you anyway. Stop trying to hide what's deep inside, they'll judge you anyway.
Everything sounded so good right now. Next up, we have Q3, and this is Strike Gold featuring Navy Blue. And after this track, you're gonna hear Jonathan Cloud and Akeem Eshi.
Dig until I strike gold. Trying to walk steady on this tightrope. I just breathe life into the microphone. Papa seen the light and went right home. Back door leading to the backyard. Glass shards stepping over bad luck. Still got the heart that my dad touched. We had grown apart in the past, son. He said that when we was on a mad one. Self-will is the reason that the chances got passed up. What a factor. Ration out the chatter. Don't mean much, love is a disaster. When you get there, it feel like paradise. Know a couple friendly ghosts, no Casper. Shea butter with the caster. Not marble, I'm carving out the alabaster. I'm free to figure from the stone, from the stone. From the past to hereafter, here on out, I'm about what I'm after. Black life matters, why you play the captor? Captor. I'ma be the captain. I was on the pitch, you was typing up a caption. Then I found peace in the sunlight to bask in. Nike sweatsuit with the Nocturne. Black and yellow like it's Enter the Dragon. Shit got real, trying to make it all happen. Way too fast, questions got answers. Stepping over niggas like I'm Bubba Chuck Allen. Yeah. He stepping over niggas like he Bubba Chuck Allen. Yo. Three. Who cares? Young rattle bags, the territory marked. Envy my persona, total obituary starts. I park my ass at the head of the table. I say my blessings and the family eat. If I ain't able, they still feast. I used to twist joints like broken elbows. My old heads made sure I ain't had to sell dope. They taught me skills on how to hustle, but most ain't built. Probably fold like a tent when the sis get real. PTSD led to my privateness. Confidence would never supersede my common sense. Bullshit trigger my allergies, might take an Allegra. I'm fully sick of niggas' fallacies. They got a plethora. I'm like skeptic with the energy. It ain't safe for these frenemies. Undercover stands, I code name them pretendemies. Imbalance chemically, that's why I stay detox. They tried to box me out, I bust through it like it's sheetrock. They don't got no checks, they got stripes on. I be in the jacks with my stripes on. Panorama vision on these motherfucking pythons. Any soul stay attentive when my mic's on. Three.
To the memorial packs, high speed like a DeLorean passed.
Every move that you make is choreographed. Blood in a pen until about 4 in the morning. Fuck a TikTok, I ain't giving you a chorus. Salmonella verses, you get sick off it. But it run in my blood and so I'm sick off it. And you don't wanna be in the crosshairs when I get pissed off. You ain't gonna be missed, dog. Spirit in my palm like a detective. I talk reckless. Double up like Noah's Ark when I get on records. I've been screaming out high, trying to call blessings. I only ever got what I took in my own reckless. I still maintain faith, cause God works in mysterious ways. All of this hunger is why I be great. I don't let the beast up out of the cage. Ain't a single goal unattainable, cause nothing is out of my range. Word.
Yeah. Word. Like, I feel like Kobe, king on a pivot. Might be Bron, dominate a day position. Know so many guys, they ain't know I was born Christian. I'm just a pigeon, just shitting on your fiction. Number one like Chauncey on the pictures. On the corner with the bottle to this head for benediction. I'm just an artist in the canvas, what's my mama kitchen? Get the angle like Kurt Angle and lead you to submission. I was a shorty, remember running from them shots out the expedition. I'm not an easy problem, I was chosen. Niggas could call me Long Division. When I was down from the jump, my nigga, what's up with the acquisition? No matter, I'm Satchel Paige. At the mound, just steady pitching. Watch out for the wiretaps, cause niggas be tripping. Keep your fucking mouth closed when you doing missions. Niggas rap so ass, they be eating bananas when the DeLorean pass. USPS in the pandemic, they delivery trash. I'm out, yo. J. Cloud, what up, folks?
Talking my shit, parking the whip. Now I'm adjusting my fit, parting my bitch. She had enough of my shit. She pulling sticks out the town, fog with it, front toe stuff. Been it, keep it low for a minute. He paranoid, farewell to the boy they can't avoid. Still hearing his mama voice, found drugs in the void. That's his only choice, ain't no right. They hate if it's about the shit that he like. I could've told him, mother more made me fly you a kite. Here we are, copping out of a law, setting the bar, posse welfare. Put it on your head, you'll die. 5-figure discount, need he to pull it out in July. All my life, I had to fight, so it's fuck you. Niggas will never help but always ask what you've been up to. Never mind, mind, it's a bribe, this is outside. Read the sign, it's a landmine. Hope your man find. If not, fuck it, I won't be there for the debacle. I ride shiny, me and shorty about to hit the brothel. Just to collect SMS in my set like this duress. Play it less, bitch, we carried the city before we left. Yeah, make sure you got my dough before I go loco. They wasn't fucking with me when I was a loco. Put on for niggas and niggas hit me with no show. I'm never doing shit again for no dough. That's a no-no, that's a no-no. Make sure you got my dough before I go loco. They wasn't fucking with me when I was a loco. Put on for niggas and niggas hit me with no show. I'm never doing shit again for no dough. That's a no-no.
And we're coming in right now with a new track from Homeboy Sandman, and this track is called Keep That Same Energy.
Heavy bars, never a light sentence. Behind bars for a life sentence. I ain't going for the hype, think I'm going for a hype. I'll be going for a hot second. I catch wreck, as you might reckon. I bent Rose, but I'm not Beckham. I'm obsessed till the next session. You can tell by my expression. If I ain't into you, there's no exception. I'll tell an interviewer next question. The way I have to deal with less tension. More time for listening to George Benson. I throw a smile that is no deception. The extra mile on a known direction. And got a style of my own invention. The internet been acting real tight. When you run into that in real life, let's keep that same energy. The internet been acting real thorough. So when I see you in the real world, let's keep that same energy. Wild nice, avocado with wild rice. Heavyweight and crown, right? Guess there's no gravity in Crown Heights. I wrote this in the key of paradise, so you can spread it via satellite. People said I didn't have the right, but I was down to make the sacrifice. I have a sound in sight, all based on the sounds and sights. And I don't bind to the stars and stripes. I'm too busy calling balls and strikes. But all you get is weekends and nights. Depending on the weather, it be tens and nights. It is way more scarier than Vincent Price. Yikes. The internet been acting real tight. When you run into that in real life, let's keep that same energy. The internet been acting real thorough. So when I see you in the real world, let's keep that same energy. I peep for misdirection and diversion. I'm not convinced with the official version. It's really hampering my extroversion. My oil's extra virgin. People tell me I'm a brand like I was some detergent. I have a strong aversion. Instead of staring into space and cursing, I'd rather tell you to your face in person. So when the situation worsen, don't say I didn't put a word in. Don't say I didn't give a warning or lecture on a higher learning. But lately though the tides are turning, don't hate me just cause I'm determined. Okay, I think it's time to turn in. Good night. The internet been acting real tight. When you run into that in real life, let's keep that same energy. The internet been acting real thorough. So when I see you in the real world, let's keep that same energy. Let's keep that same energy. As if you could even keep the energy, as if you even had the energy. I have the energy.
You know that in just a bit we're gonna get straight into the interview with Stanley Ipkiss. That's right, everybody, the one and only. Stay tuned for it right after these next three tracks.
Tell their story, my experience. Yeah. Their story. Sunset Theory. Yeah. Trying to tell my story, my experience. The weird thing is that I can't find it serious. I'm feeling quite delirious, biting on my tongue. Reason that you're hearingless, but I swear it's not my love. It's just the fear that nearly fits. It keeps me doubting doves appearing in my steering disc like Jesus take the wheel. Now I'm peeling till the ceiling dips and puts me underground. I think I'm finally found. Don't say I'm fake for feeling this. I guess I don't know how. Express it with conviction. They say that less is more. I know it's in my system cause I bought it at the store. On days I try to listen, think I grow from out the floor. Cause normalcy's a horrid thing. I find it when I'm forced. With face with any struggle, I just try to find the source. And always keep it humble like I'm rocking on the porch. Never keep it cold unlike the bodies at the morgue. Oddly, it don't bother me when y'all be talking sore. Oh, so you expected a hook. That's cool. Nah, this is a story.
And the story's got a part one and a part two. Maybe an intermission. Whole lot has changed since the days I was younger. I got food up on my plate, I'm not dealing with no hunger. Made investments in the bank, I got stakes in my future. Embracing what I made because the blessings that I gave. Made the way around to cool me shade like a money tree. This hunger beat placed within a shape like a honeybee. Made my way up out the hive while other kids made fun of me for having raggy clothes but didn't know what lay up underneath. Passion, pain, and vision, ingredients they've come to see. I needed to make waves through the pipeline like a plumber's tea. Trying to make a world where you're feeling like it's summer free. Fucking up the classes, no more payments while for some it's free. Communistic living, it's okay if you just don't believe. Take it if you give it, imagination's where the wonder be. Wonderment is wonderful, I wonder how the sun it sees. Run along the sunset, then you ask me if you're one with peace.
It's about that time, everybody. It is interview time with, again, my great friend, Stanley Ipkus, I-P-K-U-S-S, the one and the only. We're about to get straight into it right after this track by Aiko, and this track is called Paso. So stay tuned for it. Yo, what's going on, everybody? I am here with one of my greatest friends, also just a legendary artist that I've been admiring for such a long time, and that is Stanley Ipkus. Thank you so much for joining the hip-hop show.
Stones, thank you so much for having me. Like, straight up, I just want to say off top, up front, like, we've known each other for a minute, you know what I mean? And, yeah. like, I've seen so much growth in you, like, ever since I met you. Like, I've seen just the evolution, and, like, I just love seeing it. And, like, I just want to shout you out and, like, keep doing you. You know what I mean? Like, to me, you're a legend, bro. Like, I tell everybody the story about basically, yeah, you already know I'm talking about, like, you on the building, like, downtown. Like, that's just so legendary to me, bro. Like, I don't know. I just congratulate you, like, and thank you for having me. Like, I love you, Stoney. Thank you so much for having me.
Dude, of course, of course, of course. I love you too. It's also just been such an amazing process to see you blossom and also be putting out music again, my nigga. Yes. Bruh. First of all, I must say, it's already a dream come true that I got your ass to rap on a song with me. So I was like, yo, thank you, God. This is, like, incredible.
That needed to happen for so long. Bruh. That needed to happen. And you were always talking to me about that, too. And I was like, I don't know, bro. Because you were always, you were, like, one of the few people, too, that was always trying to get me to rap on my own shit. Because, you know, there was a while where I was just, like, making beats, you know, just to make beats because I love that shit. And then also, you know, I was passing off to people I like you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And shit. So it's like, you were one of the people that was like, let's do it. And it was only right. Like, after I made that beat, I was like, hey, Stones would kill this. Like, I instantly thought of you, you know?
Yes. Yo, I'm really, really grateful to be a part of this project, man. And yeah, I can't wait for folks to hear it. Y'all finna be tuning in to all the slaps. So, I, like, first wanted to talk about, too, just, like, your background a little bit about, you know, like, the first time you got your hands on an MPC. And how that shaped you as an artist.
Yo, damn, that's a great question, yo. So the MPC thing, so MPCs, you know, clearly always been around. Like, I've seen, like, older folks, like, when I was a kid, like, you know, uncles had them around and shit like that.
Sick.
They were making beats. And, you know, it didn't really intrigue me too much, just because, like, at the time when I was making beats, it's on a laptop. So, like, MPCs for me were, like, kind of outdated for a while. You feel me?
Right.
I was just, like, in Reason. I'm like, bro, why I need this big-ass chunky thing, bro? Like, I'm just, you know, use
right.
this. And then, I don't know, I guess, like, there was a time period where... it's just kind of like researching, like, some of the greats, and I was like, all right, what were some of my favorite albums and beats? What were they making them on? You know what I mean? And
right.
Like, a lot of this shit was pointing to, like, the MPC 3000 or, like, the 2000, the 2000 XL, and I was like, all right, I need to get MPCs the next step, you know? And I had a lot of homies at the time that were using them, and I always tell this to my folks. So I have a homie in Brussels, Shungu. Shout out Shungu.
He
one of the first people I really watched use it. Him and the homie out there, Peter Clinton, they both were using the 2000 XL. And, like, I remember just chilling in the living room when I visited them and just, like, watching how they was chopping up shit. And I was like, yo, this is so ill. And they had, like, SPs and samplers. They just, like, had it out on the coffee table in the living room and just, like, chilling, making beats. And I was like, this is a vibe. Like, I want this. You know
Hell
what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And that was years ago. So I was like, I need to buy an MPC. And so I, like, landed on a 3000. Honestly, really just because, like, a lot of songs I was researching were made on it. I was like, yo, that I, and everybody was gassing the sound. I was like, bet. And I got hella lucky, dude. I found one for like 800 on like eBay or something hella years ago, which is crazy because you look them up now, bro, and it's just like,
hell
ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy, bro. But yeah, so I got it mailed to me and I didn't know what the fuck. I just got this big ass archaic ass machine sent to me and I'm like, bro, I don't know. And that motherfucker was under my bed for like months. You feel me? Like, I didn't really touch it. I was still in Reason. I was like, well, at least I got it. You know what
right.
I mean? And then I was like, all right, I got to figure out really what the deal is. And as I was researching, I realized, like, I didn't have shit. I didn't know floppy disk. I had no sounds. So I had to, like, figure out, how to load it up with samples. So I spent like literally like a year or a year and a half just like collecting records and like listening for like drum breaks and just like percussive elements and samples and just like saving them cataloging them all my fucking SCSI drive and shit, you know. And then after a while of doing that, I was like, all right, I gotta sit down and like really learn this thing, you know. And yeah, the 3000 is like the shit, bro. I gas this thing to all the homies. A lot of my homies make beats too out here, you know what I mean? And like, I'm always just like, yo, you gotta come slide and like check this thing out, bro. Like,
that's not like the MPC is your child now, so like, that's crazy to see how it evolved in your life.
You know what I mean? And it's so funny because I do think back. I remember one of the first times I've ever seen someone really try and sell it to me. It was a really long time ago. I was making beats on Reason, and like they're like showing me the floppy disk, and like I was like, bro, why would I do all that, bro? Like, I got beats on my thumb drive. Like, I don't need to do all this. And then like, I don't know, the dude's beats weren't that tight too, so I was like, oh, you ain't even making clappers on it, bro. Like, oh no, you know what I mean? So
that's so crazy. That's hella cool, because like, I never really knew how, you know, that got into your life. I just immediately met you and you were already super deep in the lo-fi, world. So
yo, when you met me, I already had like, I had my 303, my 404, I had my like NPC, feel me? Like, I was deep in this shit, like just making hella beats, bro. And that's why I was hella stoked to find out that you were making music. I was like, hey bro, like, we need to work, you know? Like, I didn't even hear it, just like everyone was talking about it, like, oh yeah, she's tight. And like, you know, it, just so everybody know, you know, we met at Youth Radio and shit, downtown Oakland. But yeah, everybody there, and I meet so many talented people in that area, that building, you know. And so when people are like, oh, this person's dope, I'm like taking their word for it. You know what I mean? And like, I just remember I was like, I always ask artists to send me reference tracks of like, all right, what you want to sound like? And like, you know, you sent me that track off the Madlib. You sent me the track off the like Madlib Doom album. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, it was and I was like, I love this beat. I love this song. I love this album. Stony knows what's up. Like, dead ass, I don't even remember the other reference tracks. I'm sorry, that was just I seen. That's all I needed to see, you feel me? Like,
I'm like, that's the shit though, bro. I fucking slapped, bro. That is my shit.
Sometimes you don't know if you made a mistake until it gets taken away. But I don't get why, if you hate it so much, you wanna make it stay and blame everything on it at the end of the day. But that's just me, and I'm my own version of my own person on my own journey. So yours don't concern me. I just hope that you're learning, and if you're burning out, I'll be there to open your furnace to make sure that the pilot stays lit like a spliff in the cockpit. I'm ditching the gossip. Most niggas not shit, so I never take it personal. I just do my own thing to earn dough, but I'm sure you know all that. Benny DT with a ball cap, you motherfuckers doomed in all cap. I got a dubber that helps me fill tapes with all slaps back to back, if you could imagine that. For real, no kidding, I'm on eBay low bidding. Yeah, it's so fitting, damn, that's just me. I don't do it for the gram, I'm just trying to hold bands like I glued them to my hands. It's Stan Lee, IPK, he ain't that great. Still got folks waiting on his last tape. Old habits die hard, treat his music like it's high art. Peeled out in a skylark.
Also, just getting in more into your background, like, were you a producer or a rapper first? Like, which one? Or was it like happening at the same time?
You know, I was pretty much a producer first, for sure. I was definitely a producer first. I was definitely like way more intrigued with just beats, I guess. Like, I don't know, like the process of making it. Like, it's interesting. I don't know. The thing that really got me first in the beats, I guess, was just, like I said, it was the software. But like, I don't know. I remember playing around and like, I feel like it was like some Windows Media video player thing, and it had like these EQs, and I was messing with the EQs, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'm like messing with the sound, and like that hella intrigued me. And like, I remember just like Googling like what software did that, and it like led me to Fruity Loops or some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is when I was like super young, YouTube, you know what I mean? And like, I think I got it off like LimeWire or some sketchy ass shit like that, but it worked, you know. I don't know how that computer was doing, but the program worked. And yeah, dude, I just love the process. Like, all my beats were hella weak, of course, but like, it's just so, it just hella intrigued me. Like, and you know, I feel like everybody kind of gets into rap sometimes, you know, like everybody like freestyles, or like,
of course,
you know what I mean, like, or you'll rap along to your favorite song, you feel me? Like, everybody kind of raps and stuff. So But like with beats, it's a little different. It's like this whole different process. And like, I don't know, I was just really intrigued by it and like how important it is to the music, you know, overall.
Right.
The beat is just the background. It's like the, I don't know. And at that time too, I felt like producers are kind of slept on. Like now it's cool because like everyone kind of understands what is going into it now. But beforehand, it was kind of like, you know, you just know the artist and the song. You feel me? Like it was just like the song. And it's cool that producers are kind of like, you know, sometimes they're getting credited. Sometimes, you know, Spotify, they fuck up a little bit.
Right.
You
know,
if people got their shit in a row, you know what I mean, you get credited, right, or whatever. But it's cool that people are like, you know, respecting producers now as a part of the craft a lot more, at least I think. And I, and at the time, that's what I enjoyed about it too, is it was so low key and kind of in the background. It's like, I don't need to worry about like being on stage and being looked at or anything.
Right.
Being my room tucked, you know me?
Real, like, real cancer energy right there.
Tucked like away.
Hiding in my shell. Come out when I
work. Yeah, I'm comfy. Like right now, I'm doing this interview at the crib. It's fire. I'm at the house, bro. Like I could get
for
a glass
real
of water. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm chilling.
About time, about time, about time that you get what you want, what you deserve. About time, about time, about time that you get what you want and what you deserve. About time, about time, about time that you get what you want and what you deserve. About time, about time, about time that you get what you want and what you deserve. About time, about time, about time that you get what you want and what you deserve. About time, about time, about time that you get what you want and what you deserve. This love, it felt so real, I swear I've been down and been through it worse. My eyes caught your eyes, I gotta thank God for the universe. Ain't never felt love this new to her, shit is new to me too. This is not what I usually do. Usually I'm hella guarded up, distance in between, cause it's hard to trust. But, something is different about you. I can't see me living without you. I wonder what we could amount to if we gave it a chance. Our mutual feelings made us advance. I'm happy to see you taking a stance. About time that we get what we want and what we deserve. About time, about time, about time that we get what we want and what we deserve. About time, about time, about time that we get what we want and what we deserve. About time, about time, about time that we get what we want and what we deserve.
So talking about like this process that you have also while creating that beat, can you like describe what that looks like?
While creating what now? I'm
while
sorry,
creating a beat.
Oh, bet.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I love this. Oh, my God. All right. So, so lately, for my album, among other things, all the beats for that album, there's a couple samples I like randomly grabbed off Twitter and shit. But,
hell yeah.
A lot of, I know I love that shit. It's funny. People just be pussing a lot of fire stuff and I'm like, snatch. But like, so a lot of this shit, you know, like I love collecting records, finding samples of that way, whether it be drums, percussive elements, isolated instruments, or just like samples overall. So a lot of what I did, basically, I got my signal flow set up in this way. So I got my records, listen to my records, and then I have the output of that going to my tape deck. So I'll like put on a record and like play video games or like do dishes, like some nigga, I'll be vacuuming, doing push-ups, whatever, you know what I mean, I'm doing house shit, you feel me, with the record on. And then like I'll hear something and I'll be like, ooh, bring that motherfucker back.
Hit record
on the tape deck, you know what I'm saying, record that part. And depending, sometimes like I'll just let the whole record play and then like, you know, I'll grab samples along the way. Or if the shit's like hella fire, like I need to make a beat right now, like I'll record that shit into the tape deck. And then the output of my tape deck is going into my MPC 3000. And then that's where I put my samples. And then sometimes I chop them up on here. Like, so for among other things, all the beats on there, I chopped up all the shit on the 3000 and like sequenced a lot of them on the 3000.
Sick.
Some of them on my 2000. Like Do Your Thing, that beat, that was a 3000 beat.
Tight.
You know what I mean? Like I made that on the 3000. So then yeah, and then I got that 3000 output going to my 303. And then that 303 is going into my mixer, and then I have like an aux output of my mixer going into my 404. So basically what I do is like I'll grab a sample off the record to the tape deck, put it on my 303, chop it, or excuse me, put it on my 3000, chop it, loop it how I want it to be, and then I'll loop it on a 303 and, like, you know, add some compression or whatever, some low end, loop it on my 404, then dump it back into my 3000 and then fucking start making the beat from there. Like, it's just, it's such a fun process. Like, I love, like, the way, like, that's why I love samplers and just having them all set up, because you could just, like, keep resampling shit over and over and over again and, like, just, like, find different interesting ways of, like, texturizing it or just chopping it or whatever, you know. That's kind of how I got my setup right now. It's so much fucking fun. Like, I literally be doing dishes, bro, and I'll hear a loop and I'm like, ooh, fucking dry my hands, run over, bring that motherfucker back,
right,
record it on the tape, you know what I'm saying? And if it's ill enough, yo, so story time, right? And, like, so I went to Vamp. I don't think it's called Vamp anymore, but it's right downtown, actually across the street from Bandcamp. Yeah. And I'd get records from there. I went there with a couple of the homies, my homie Fiddy Rack and Waheed. Shout out Fiddy Rack, shout out Waheed.
Hey.
We're digging for records. I grabbed a record that stood out to me. I came home with Waheed and he was like, oh, show me how you make beats. And I was like, bet. I can't wait to show you, you know what I'm saying? And I did the same process that I explained to you, and that beat ended up being the Do Your Thing beat. And so Waheed was there, and bruh, on my mama, bruh, I made that shit in like 10, 15 minutes, and I was like, nigga, I'm tight, nigga, like, this hard.
Period.
Like, what?
Bro, that beat is fucking fire. Like,
fire. Yo, and then I was so happy to get back what you sent me. Like, oh my God, bro. Like, and also, side note, I love how you FaceTime me when you send me shit. You'd be like, nah, bro. Like,
because I'd be too excited. I'd be too excited. I'm like, uh-uh. Because ever since we made fucking Talk to Me, ooh, I was like, bro. Every time now, I just need to see your face because I know you're going to be so proud.
So. Oh, my God. Oh my God, all gems. All gems.
Shadiest shit, that's probably why I keep my circle small, but still see the radius shift. You either make it or miss, but it's weird when it's up in the air still. Like, it's hard to reach a fair deal. I wonder if you even care still. Clearly you don't, so I guess I have to let go of all the echoes in my head and being okay with the rest going unsaid. Moving on is the hardest part. I can feel it in my heart of hearts. Finding a light, I can spark in the dark. The end of the tunnel seems so far apart. Well, shit, you know what it is. Me, I'm still very open to give. But I just hope that you live.
Do your thing, little mama, do your thing. Mama, do your thing. Mama, do your thing. Mama, do your thing. Little mama, do your thing. Mama, do your thing. Mama, do your thing.
But yeah, also I was gonna say, like, as you were describing that shit, I'm like, that shit sound like a fucking chemistry experiment, nigga. You were like, I gotta bring this shit back, and then I fucking... bringing it to 3000 and 301. I'm like, nigga.
Yo. Hey, but I get it now, bro.
Yeah,
I finally get it, because I remember a while ago, niggas would be like, hey, bro, I'm in the lab.
Right.
You know, like, oh, in the lab. Yeah, you feel me?
So
niggas would be like, I'm in the lab. Bro, it's because they was, you feel me, bro? They was cooking. They was some chemists in that
bitch,
bro.
Yes, bro. Niggas was cooking was in the lab. Up. Bro, niggas was breaking bad. I'm just playing. Fucking sick. All right, but yeah, let's get into the album. I want you to tell us about your project, among other things, and, you know, what inspired it.
Oh boy.
I know it's vulnerable as fuck, so
yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like it kind of, like, speaks for itself in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Like, so I would really encourage who's ever listening to listen to it. you know, but really what ended up happening, so a lot of those beats, I wasn't really even expecting to make a project, really. Like, it's just, you know, I like making beats. It's just like my lifestyle. It's like what I do out here, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I just like making beats, you feel me? So I was just kind of making other beats, and those were a collection of beats from, honestly, like the past couple of years that I've been making. And honestly, too, a lot of the beats off the album, like, are beats that are on my Instagram, like, that I just uploaded as, like, SP beats. They're literally, like, the same exact beat, like, that I just looped and I rapped on them later, you feel me?
Sick.
So, like, yeah, it's just the beats that I was making and uploading. And then, like, sometime around the summer, you know, I got out of this, like, really, like, long relationship that I was in for quite some time. And it was just, like, really tough. I was kind of going through this, like, grieving process. And, you know, lucky for me, I have music as, like, a creative outlet to be able to, like, channel that energy into.
Yeah,
I honestly, I'm so grateful and happy that I have that, because, like, I'm like, yo, what else would I have been doing, you know? Like,
for
really
real?
What else would I have been doing, bro? So it was cool to just lose myself in the music. And so I pretty much just, like, was just, I started a playlist on, like, fucking Apple Music app, whatever the fuck they call it nowadays, bro. I don't even think it's iTunes anymore. I don't know. And I was just, like, sliding all the beats that I made that I was just, like, are ill. And I was like, I need to write to these. And then other beats I was kind of, like, shooting off to other people. You know, like, that's how I, Jada got on the joint, you know? Shout out Jada Imani. Because, you know, she was living in Hawaii at the time. And we, like, got connected. God, how we reconnected. She's a homie. Like, we always have been connected. But, like, we just started talking to each other again. And I was, like, shooting her beats. And she was, like, shooting shit back. It was, like, hella dope. But then she sent me that You Never Know. And I was like, yo, this joint is just too ill. And, like, I was just like, this is just too good, bro. Like, what the fuck? And then I threw it in that playlist. And I was like, This needs to be, like, a whole album. Like, this whole thing just needs to be, like, a thing. You know what I mean?
Right, for real.
So I started just, like, going through it and then, like, deleting all the joints that, like, I was like, nah, I don't think that's tight. Like, you know, I just kept all the, like, raw beats. And it was, like, a collection of, I'd say, probably about 50 beats that I chose through, that I decided to pick through and chose. Technically 14 of them. There's gonna be 14 songs on it, but last minute I cut one just because it was, I was like, nah, bro. It's like, nah, bro, that don't need
didn't
to be
make
out
the
there.
Cut. Yeah.
Yeah. And also shout out my boy Chris Keys, because he helped me make that decision. I played the album for him and he was like, bro,
like,
no.
Oh yeah, I remember we talked about that. Yep.
So yeah, I just all the beats that I really like, I just sat down and listened to them and just kind of, like, wrote what came to me and how I felt and, like, what I was going through at the time. And as far as all the features went too, like, you know, the Jada one was very organic. You, I'm like, duh, you know what I mean? That
right.
Need to happen. Lucy Camp,
fucking
I always, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said Lucy killed that shit.
Oh, dude, Lucy is so nice with it, bruh. Like, she's so ill with it that, like, I always want her on a release of mine. Like, if I'm ever doing, like, any type of thing that I'm proud of, a major release, whatever, she's got to be a part of it, like, every time. Like, yeah, she was on one of my other projects I did a really long time ago, Indefinite, with E1. And I, like, when I did this one, I was like, I need her. I, like, shot her an email. It was funny, too, because I, like, deactivated all my social media. I was like, bro, I don't even want to fuck with this, dude. Like, I just want to make beats and just, like, chill and just, like, play video games, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I shot her an email, bro, like, because, I don't know, I had her email from, like, I don't know, I used her email some period of time a while ago. And she actually hit me back and was like, yeah, bro, I'm duh, like, let's go. And I was like, sick.
Wow.
Hit her with the file, and she was like, bro, I got you. And, like, turned that shit around, like, a week or two later, and I was like, yo, you killed. She, like, she attacked it perfectly. It was everything I could have ever wanted from her, you know what I mean? So yeah, shout her out. That was just beautiful. And then Karis Amber, like, I feel like, so Karis recently moved out to Berkeley. They are, what is it, basically, like, I don't know what it's called. It's like a PhD program at Cal. I'm not really quite sure, but they're studying for their PhD, or like in a program or a candidate. I'm not quite sure the correct terminology. I'm butchering it. Help edit me out if I sound stupid right now, you know what I mean? Nah. So they moved out to Berkeley. We reconnected, started hanging out. I always liked the music that they did. And so at this time where I was making beats, like uploading them online, Karis was like, yo, you gotta send me this beat. Send me this beat, the Cabbage Patch. And I was like, all right, yep. Sent it over. And then they just recorded some shit and sent it to me. And I was like, all right, it's cool. Like, you know, it's cool. And then kind of just like left it as is. But then for some reason, I just kept replaying in my head some of the lyrics that they were saying. And it was completely different too, because we kind of like rewrote a lot of it. But they had a line about the Cabbage Patch that just really stuck out to me. And I was like, I want to create a hook around that. So we sat down and just and wrote that out pretty much through text. I was like, yo, how does this sound? How about this? And I was like, oh, that's cool. What about this? You know?
Right.
And so that ended up happening. So it was cool because it felt like all the features were so organic, and it's all from people that I care about and that, yeah, like, I love, and like I love their music and the art that they make. So it's just really cool to have everyone involved. Like, thank you, Stunt, you know, so much.
Hell yeah. Rolling in the window, going with the tempo. Flows to my pencil, never let the pen go. It's tempo. Rolling in the window. Puffin' us a Hendo. Gone with the tempo, never let the pen go. It's tempo. Rolling on the window. Gone with the tempo. Flows through my pants, so never let the pen go. It's tempo. Rolling on the window. Puffin' us a Hendo. Gone with the tempo, never let the pen go. It's tempo.
I've been making moves ever since I had to choose. Ever since I had a clue that my path was a tad askew. I was looking like that'll do. Even close friends take a stab at you. Hell, other things that I'd rather do than be mad at you. Check your attitude. If you don't believe me, take these raps as proof. Poof. I'm going out your line of sight, so don't worry about me anymore. Even when I'm out of your life, you're the one who's still keeping the score. You must be bored. You must be drunk out your gourd. Why you wanna fight about it? Claim you're better, but I highly doubt it. Lucy told me I should write about it. She's right about it, so I do. Might have lied about a few things in my life, but I'm good now. Thought I was ugly, I look good now. Couple more things understood now. Got it going, now I'm knowing how I'm growing. Focus on the growth, focus on the hope. Focused on knowing I'm dope. Focused on knowing I'm dope, dope.
Simple. Rolling in the window. Going with the tempo. Flows through my pants, so never let the pen go. It's simple. Rolling in the window. Puffing us a Hendo. Gone with the tempo, never let the pen go. It's simple. Rolling in the window. Gone with the tempo. Flows through my pants, so never let the pen go. It's simple. Rolling in the window. Puffing us a Hendo. Gone with the tempo, never let the pen go. It's simple.
But yeah, like, now that this is out, you know, will folks be seeing more of you now that you dropped it? Are you going to be showing your face more? Are you going to be performing?
Ooh, that's such a great question.
Do you want to? You know, do you want to?
high key and then low key, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I really do miss shows. Like, you already know what it is, bro. There was that time period, like 2018, bro,
fucking
in Oakland.
Going
like,
in.
Everybody was hitting shows every day of the week, but everybody was there. It was love. Like, it was hard. You know, I missed those moments. If we had that going on again, then, like, yeah. I mean, we kind of still, you know, there's definitely a community, but, like, with, like, the pandemic and everything going on, it's, like, a lot different. You know what I mean? And, like, a lot of the community things, I know, at least that we've done, at least, you know, with like Smart Bomb VHS and like those type of projects,
right?
And like Water for the Town, you know, like we really wanted to do like the Water for the Town thing. That would be really tight if like we could do that again at Bandcamp, you know. But we don't really know how things are playing out right now, you know. So that question, I would love to be able to go out and like play this album in front of people, you know me. But like, I don't know yet, you know. I don't know yet, bro. I'm sorry, I don't really have a direct question or excuse me, direct answer for that. But like, I would like to, you feel me? Like, especially with the outpouring of love. Like, so my shit dropped at 9 p.m. last night. It's 7 p.m. right now. I woke up to so many messages of just people resharing, commenting, like texting me, calling me, like, bro, this album is heat, bro. I love it. Like, you know, just like really like giving me so much love. Like, I'm just like, thank you so much. I have motherfuckers like texting me lyrics to me, bro. I'm just like, really? Like, damn, if y'all doing that, I would love to hear y'all like sing these lyrics at the shows too. You feel me? Like,
for
let's
real?
Go. You know what I mean? Let's go. You know what it is. You know what I mean? Like, bruh.
About time.
Oh, you feel me? About time. That shit would go up, you feel me? Bruh. So, actually, to answer your question, yes, bro. Let's make it happen.
Yes. You know?
We're gonna make this shit happen somehow. Some way.
So hella numb when I think of the fun and the times that we had with our past lives. I bet you probably passed that, but me, I'm still stuck in that place. Still feel the way my lips touch on your face and the times that we spent up at the lake. I wish you stayed, but I know it's different now. You didn't listen back then, so you probably wouldn't listen now. I ain't even got your attention now. Used to wear your heart on your sleeve, but now I see it slipping down. I guess you never cared like I thought you did. At the very least, you could have let me know that this move for you will be positive, and that you were planning to let me go.
Fucking here for it, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you. Like, do you have any last words or pieces of advice you want to give to the people?
Last words or pieces of advice? So I guess I'm just gonna speak purely to like my creatives right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that there's no such thing as writer's block. That is a myth. That shit is made up. Keep creating.
Ooh, yes.
Just create. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you feel, do that and keep doing it. Like, for the sake of creating, just create for the sake of creating. You know, and like, you'll be much more happier that way. That's what I've learned. At least for me, you know. And that creation process has really helped me, like, you know, go through some things like emotionally, and just like be able to like channel my energy into just like such a beautiful art form, beautiful thing. So yeah, sorry for my normal people that don't be making shit. I don't got nothing to say to you. I'm sorry, bro. Listen to my album, please buy it. If you like it, share it with your friends. You know what I mean? IPKUSS. Yeah, thank you, Stones. I love you. Thank you so much.
Again, everybody, that was Stanley Ipkiss, IPKUSS, right here on Bandcamp. Please go support his most recent release, among other things, right here. Run up the sales. And yeah, just enjoy really good music. The album is incredible, so please go check it out. And yeah, y'all, we're finna keep it rolling. We are currently listening to Buddy Not Bud, and this is Super's King. And after this track, you're gonna hear some Quakers. Featuring Sampo the Great. So let's get into it, y'all.
We don't.
we don't really care. Rumble in the jumble, we can rumble anywhere. Rumble anywhere, scratching all the lines, changing all the times, knocking off the boxes while we polishing our rhymes. Yo, some guys should buckle up and approach with caution. We don't take it lightly who we pick for our supporting. We the type of she's who can follow and lead. We can build a business while we blowing off trees. Or the bee's knees, or the knees weak. Kill them with the dress, now the damsel in distress was found. Queen, siren goes sound, silent and loud. Simon says bow. We don't really care, hands in the air. This is how we kick it when we kick it over here. This is how we kick it when we kick it new year. How you doing? New phone, new heart, new hair. Dusting out the shoulder, be the mind controller. Be an individual, else they might control ya. Stepping on my own, building my own throne. I'm collecting all the paper for my kingdom back at home. What you wanna do? I said it all before. What you wanna see? I showed you all before. I shine my little light, I do it all the time. My kids will sing my praises when they speak about my life. But we don't really care. No we don't, no we don't, no we don't. We don't care. We don't care. We don't really care. No we don't, no we don't, no we don't. We don't care. We don't care.
Ooh, I told you.
We don't. We don't.
Your poison, you don't know how I did it. Picking out your crew, one by one. Don't step my way, cause I just might have a gun. Maybe loaded, just might not be, cause I'm a menace to society. My name not Sticky Fingers, but I still get ill. So back the fuck up and just chill. Cause stepping on me, you'll be inviting your will. I'm like an energizer, can't never die. Buck, 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 nice try.
It's just another day living the life. I'm up before the sun, I guess you're right. Yo, I'm beating the light, praying to God that I know reside beyond the stars. It's kinda odd knowing that he's speaking to my heart. I've read somewhere they pop young dark. I'm praying that the day I don't get caught up in a cross. I don't even know dude, wasn't a fan of his music. I know hip hop, we gotta be careful how we use it, man. My circle getting smaller, daughters getting taller. Teach them not to be blinded by a dude that's gonna spoil them. Life is more than things, look how much time has changed. From Green Machine to Grey Ghost, now I'm in that silver thing. But it's a 03, my terror sport, you know me. Mama always told me, say less, you gotta show me. So I'm back at it, still banging Illmatic, trying to make a SE State of Mind all-time classic. Me and T-Nice like Prodigy and Havoc. Y'all listen dudes, give you the game, they never had it. And wonder why you sound so lame. Hey yo, it's tragic, ain't nothing wrong with serving your lane. Paper or plastic, ah. The life you chose ain't for the faint of heart. If art imitates your life, then you made a mark. It shouldn't be a fight, just show them who you are. I'm just trying to get it right and do it again tomorrow.
Check. Yo, let me spit it how it really been. Time gets ill, got you feeling you could kill a man. Thoughts get wild, got you chasing off in different spans. Your man switch on you so quick, he a different fan. Bills on the rise, got you searching for a different plan. My wife praying for me, every night that's my biggest fan. Late night, jotting out these bars with the price read. Rather ride custom with the wheels with the night speed. Trips overseas, politicking with the whole crew. Vision what I see, what I dream, what I live through. Used to bump common at the J, this was 02. Ride around a Civic with a shorty that was God proof. Couldn't understand, I had a vision that was not true. But I can't lie, I had a body that was God-proof. Stunt just a little, flex more, just to glide through. Niggas always screaming like some bitches, yo, let's slide through.
Nature does not.
suck tails when the knuckles hit the sonic of DuckTales. Prefer the tail spin. Your heroes are Drake Mallet without balance. Make your ears massive. A Disney Plus, just subscribe to this Dumbo. Your raw tune is bonkers when the sirens booming. That square shit, I'm out of the box, y'all so weird. King Bob's on the job, wanna oversee the play. No threat count, my sheets ain't filet. On the Lilo, I stitch, can be ahead of your time. If you shape what the future is, Raven Baxter. Living my present after, as if I saw it before. Won't folklore, real nose for to string you along. Puppet Master Geppetto, on the hills like stilettos. They hear the echoes as I'm reverbing every sound wave, interacting with every surface. Even my hollow words have death's purpose. 5 plus 4 and 3 plus 6, both equal to 9. Different combinations on the number line and different equations. Some of the same shit with algebraic notation. Soft a rhyme, me text your instruments with mine. You can't figure.
I think y'all sleep on 9-7 for real. We talking Wu-Tang forever. We talking one day it all makes sense common. When disaster strikes, Buster, life after death, Notorious, Super Duper Fly, Missy, Jedi Mind Tricks. Talking bagging business, EPMD, No Way Out Pub, Harlem World Mace. Don't act like y'all wasn't dancing to mix. Y'all wasn't all tough in 9-7. Especially when we was growing up as kids. Y'all was doing that little Mace dance he was doing with the shiny suits and the videos and all that. I got Next, KRS, The Untouchable, Scarface. So much. So much material I go back to and get inspiration to write, so figured I'd shout it out. Thought Provoker and Dumbo. Hope you enjoying the process. My love.
I really love when y'all come on here and just be spitting. Like, I love y'all. I'm gonna keep it going with Poor Legacy, and this is called Grow, featuring Eric Brunetti and Omega Sparks.
We all have regrets, take the highs with the lows. There's no turning back, expand, let's grow. If you don't try, then you won't know. You're almost there, let's go. We all have regrets, take the highs with the lows. There's no turning back, expand, let's grow. If you don't try, then you won't know. You're almost there, let's go.
If you're given a chance to grow, you better take it.
Take it.
Friends that I knew gave up but never made it.
Huh.
We dedicated. Why quit when you ahead?
Nah.
We already pledged. It's loyalty instead.
Yes.
No wedge or restrictions. Travel the distance. Nobody is perfect. A walking contradiction.
Contradiction.
Who make moves from a pawn to a king when you played your whole life and never gained a thing? Well, let's begin. Hit the target. Game already started.
Started.
With similar artists, billboards done charted.
Yeah.
You can't win if you don't play. That's what the y'all say. The house never lose, but you still pay. Out of your league, you can achieve what you really want. Just reach and believe,
yeah.
For the taking. Shining stars in the making, never faking. Rubber stamp, it's earth shaking.
You are, you're a shining star, and that's what you are. We all have regrets, take the highs with the lows. There's no turning back, expand, let's grow. If you don't try, then you won't know. You're almost there, let's go. We all have regrets, take the highs with the lows. There's no turning back, expand, let's grow. If you don't try, then you won't know. There, let's go.
Yo, I'm here to grow, hear my passion in the audio. When I start the flow, there's no giving up or inaudible. If life is a race, then I'm picking up the cardio. Now I'm jumping on more platforms than Mario. Success in my wings, I'm trying to stay fly. But I can't stay dry with these tear ducts in my eyes. All I see is God's hands steadily open up doors. Music spreading wide, getting royalties in the store. Got a dream to realize, big baby, it's yours. Saw the business, finish college or go on that tour. Whatever it is, homie, it's better to live, homie, than giving up years. Homie, start killing that fear, homie. I'm dealing with real moments, and the only opponent is me doubting myself. Time to face it and own it. Time to get back to the basics, where my faith is to rock every country and nation. Yeah.
You are, you're a shining star.
Uh huh. You know, some days you wake up, you don't want to go to work, but you gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? Check it out, yeah. No days off, even on a blizzard. When hard work pays off, results look exquisite. With gigs like Danzig, we rock for the misfits. Me getting on was like Kismet, the wizard. Four chickens and toast, I'm on a mission. Vision, been this way when nobody was listening. You drool, get on the mic and paint a stellar depiction. Learn to shut the hell up and develop some thick skin. Don't let them affect you. Most of these people's hate based on projection and conjecture. Can't phase a real wealth collector whose name's synonymous with ill records and killing shit like Phil Spector.
What?
Rewind selector. All I do is chew they face off and bump classical like Hannibal Lecter. Nobody take it where Crudy go. It's like some small apartment, how I eat, sleep and shit in the studio. Yo, why I'm socially awkward? Till my shit sold in Target. Every last one of y'all is a target. My album a hip-hop CPR kit. Unfortunately, the truth is much harder to market. And I ain't one of these clowns who like fame. Cats can't even pronounce my name. Talking about who I sound like, y'all sound like lames. That bullshit you spewing about the only thing that sound like game.
Hey yo, I walk with the armor of God, it's no fear that I can see through your facade, don't come near. Old friends turn enemies, they stay enemies. It's for a reason though, I got no tolerance for any treason though. Souls get lost in times, never turning back. Death is like the cost of life, he's never coming back. The violence in the street shows no love to no one. I know where I come from, I'm raging total war. That's the way of the shogun. Drop you like a cell phone service, you nervous? The clip on the AK, it got a curvage. Cause every other day I make a holiday purchase. The one that came from the underground and now emerges. You hear stomach rumbling, you know he got the urges. Got the whole game in shock, let him feel the surges. Take a trip on Wall Street, I'm shopping with the courage.
You need a stable personality. You need a temperament that neither derives
Yes, y'all. It's crazy. I usually end my shows on a more like mellow note, but yo, Black Is, this is by Tall Black Guy, one of my most favorite beats that ever exists. Like, it just hits a different part of the core. But yeah, y'all, this is the end of the show. I just came on here to just let y'all know that I love you. I appreciate y'all's ears tuning in. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Brain Orchestra here with us, so that is going to be super, super tight. He is really, really dope. So yeah, y'all, again, remember to check out my homie, my great friend, Stanley Ibis, right here. Go support, among other things. And yeah, I hope y'all have a beautiful day or night. Peace.